This is LBC with Sheila Fogarty.
Right, we're going to change tack and talk about Russia and America. Donald Trump has woken up and tweeted, although he hasn't specifically tweeted about the US sanctions that were announced late last night on Russia. He's just tweeted a kind of generic quote from somebody called Graham Ledger about the collusion allegations against him colluding with Russia. So these sanctions have come... Well, the announcement about them has come and gone without Donald Trump making any explicit statement on them, which is in itself rather interesting. It was the State Department in Washington, in the White House, that announced it. They will take effect later this month. They cover exports of sensitive electronic components and other technologies that can have military applications. And there will also be more restrictions on Russian access to US financial services. This is added to restrictions on five Russian companies, I think it was, earlier on, when the UK asked for support from the US and others on in light of the Skripal poisoning. Well, the State Department says that even more draconian sanctions will follow within 90 days if Russia fails to give reliable assurances that it will no longer use chemical weapons and will allow on-site inspections by the United Nations. Now, those conditions... feel like they're a long way off, don't they? Because Russia has yet to accept that these allegations are true, that it did indeed use a chemical weapon in Salisbury against one of its own citizens, two of its own citizens, not to mention the people who were affected subsequently, one of whom died. But so we're a long way off, it seems to me, from Russia doing what America says it must do. And if it doesn't do it, if Russia doesn't give these assurances and allow inspections by the United Nations, the threatened measures after that 90-day deadline would include a far-reaching trade embargo on Russia and a ban on Aeroflot flights to the US. Now, all of this bears no relation, does it, to the supposedly friendly, cosy warming up that's taken place between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. So what are the implications of all of this for Russian-American relations? Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, is here to tell us more. And we'll hear in a moment from a former spokesperson for Vladimir Putin, Sergei Markov. Simon, first of all, it seems like quite a stretch, doesn't it, to get what the US wants from Russia on this?
Well, this is a tale of two foreign policies, Sheila, that I think you've pretty much laid out there. We have heard nothing from President Trump or from White House officials on the imposition of these sanctions that are due to come into effect on August the 22nd. It fell to the State Department and to the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to sign a formal filing that concludes that the Russian government, and not any old elements in Russia, the Russian government was responsible for the use of Novichok on the streets of Salisbury in that attack against Sergei and Yulia Skripal. And as a result of that, new sanctions will follow on August the 22nd. This is all due to a law here known as the Chemical and Biological Weapons Control and Warfare Elimination Act. And it was triggered by the use of Novichok on the streets of Salisbury back in March. Under the law, the administration was supposed to issue a formal finding within 60 days of that attack occurring. Well, the Trump administration dragged its feet. They ignored that 60-day time frame and instead signed the formal declaration last night, and did so at a time when President Trump's emissary, Senator Rand Paul, was in Moscow trying to keep U.S.-Russian relations slightly warmer. So there is a real disparity here between a White House that insists that the Trump administration has been tougher on Russia than any of its predecessors, but a White House and a president unwilling to speak publicly about these sanctions, even as the Russian government describes them as unacceptable, absolutely illegal, and is saying that the American sanctions do not, in the words of a Kremlin spokesman today, correspond to international law.
Can I ask you then, is it possible that within 12, 24 hours or however long it might take, you might have a situation where the State Department has imposed these sanctions and the president himself comes out and says, I don't support this?
Well, you might have that. Certainly, Donald Trump did everything that he could do several months ago to avoid signing another series of new sanctions into law. But this is where Donald Trump finds himself in a corner, because even if he doesn't want to implement these sanctions, U.S. law doesn't really give him a choice. I mean, he had to, the State Department had to sign this formal filing, given that apparently they have reached the same conclusion that the British government has reached, namely that the Russian government was involved in the use of Novichok on the streets of Britain. Now, the next thing that happens is another set of much tougher sanctions are due to kick in 90 days from now, including the possible grounding of all Aeroflot flights into the United States. Now, that would obviously ratchet tensions up even further. There's something else that is now required by that law that I was referring to, and that is a Russian government response. The Russian government now are required under this law to provide information to the United States, to throw open some of their facilities to inspectors, and also to make a pledge never to engage again in the kind of activity that the American government, or at least the State Department, now says they engaged in that attack on Sergei and Yulia Skripal. So, you know, Donald Trump is the president of the United States, but, and we found these tensions existing in a variety of different areas over the last 18 months, there are laws here, and the State Department is simply implementing the law.
But and just a final point, implementing the law after pressure from Republican members of Congress.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Republican members of Congress earlier in the year who got behind the imposition of another fresh set of sanctions against the Russians. Donald Trump delayed and delayed and delayed signing those into law. So there is tension here between Donald Trump and his own State Department, and absolutely between Donald Trump and centrist Republicans up on Capitol Hill, who say, where is this man taking American foreign policy? We need to be very careful here, especially given the as yet unexplained and very curious nature of Donald Trump's friendship with Vladimir Putin.
Thank you very much, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.